It's time for the Celtic Geek, the town crier for both kinds of entertainment, Celtic and geek, and I am here with Bilbo Baggins at a long-expected party. Hi, Bilbo. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, and we are in I've already lost track. Is this the second day?
You lost track in 2 days.
Wow. It happens. It happens. You arrive at the Shire, and all of a sudden, the world just goes away, and time is an illusion, and you're...
Time? What's time?
Nothing. I don't know what it is. I really don't know.
That's why we're in the Shire.
That's why we are in the Shire. And I think everyone was happy, thrilled to be back in the Shire. And how about you? Are you glad to be back? You got Shanghai to get back here, didn't you?
I did. A bagged Baggins, yes.
It was a bag. He was carried in a bag to the stage last night in the barn.
It was really just a joke. I said I maybe attend, but... They just don't know how to take a joke, really.
Now, not only is Bilbo Baggins, the wonderful character that the person that we know and love from The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, but he's also the organizer, or one of the organizers, of this very event. And how does it feel to put together this great party for yourself?
Wow. It's a lot of work. But it's also a labor of love. Just, when the Grey Wizard and myself first started this project 6 years ago, and along with another friend of ours, we were only going to do it once. And just to say, okay, this is what we think people want out of a convention. And I guess we did something right because these people will not let us quit.
No, you're not allowed to quit.
You're one of those people now. So.
Yes, yes. Yes, I am.
But it's very enjoyable to do it. So
how did this event come about?
Well, we went to one way up north a while back.
Convention?
Yes, and it was all Tolkien-themed, but just wasn't pulled off well.
Was it in a little hobbit village in the whole nine yards?
No, it was in the middle of a big concrete city.
Oh,
it looked more like Mordor. But Mordor. Yeah, not even Lake Town. It was Mordor. Yeah.
Mordor.
And went off like Mordor. Went over like a lead balloon. But on our 12-hour drive back, home to the Shire here, where we live, and we kind of joked that we could maybe probably do something better than that with our hands tied behind our backs. Before we knew it, we were doing...
That with your hands tied behind your backs.
Almost.
Well, now you have your hands tied behind your backs, so we won't let you go.
Yeah, I kind of get that impression. Could you loosen the reins here just a little bit? Circulation in my wrists.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Oh, that's better. Thank you.
Yeah, just a little bit. Can't give you too much liberty.
Okay, now, loosen it up, maybe.
No, you don't. You stay right there, young man.
Young man, 111, you call me young man. Oh, okay.
You know.
111, holding fast, thank you.
So, what is your favorite thing that's about these little gatherings of Hobbiton and stuff? What gives you the drive? Not just the people. I know it's not just us that are tying you up and making you do it, but what drives you in this?
Well, I guess the love of Tolkien. It's just... I've worked in a lot of different fandoms and stage productions and different things, but I have never come across such a diverse group of people from all over the world in all different walks of life, race, color, creed, religion, nothing is a barrier at this. And it's just amazing at the response and the fellowship that people do and have that I don't think in any other fandom that I've experienced, or even stage productions that I've done, that people, we just love this production. It has become a family. And and I would dare say that it's a tighter knit group than some families I know.
All of a sudden, I had a flashback to my gun family reunion, where I guess it was the Guyton family reunion, where we have, you know, she had what, 12 children, and then so it's almost as big as this this event. But when they have their family reunions, but. What kind of events are happening this weekend that you are excited about and that you'd like to share?
Oh, my. Well, last night was a lot of fun. Just making our entrance last night. Many months ago, the Grey Wizard had put a posting on Facebook that about the event, you know, and how you can put an event on there and get people to, yes, I'm going to attend, or no, I can't, or... Well, all these people were just immediately tagging, yes, I'm attending, I'm attending, I'm attending, I'm attending. I thought, let's have a little bit of fun here. And I just kind of hit maybe. Well, that stirred the pot. That stirred the whole kettle. Okay? Everybody just kept chiming in, and it's like, what do you mean maybe? I mean, what's wrong? What do you mean maybe? You've got to be there. It's like... I just didn't reply to any of them. I just let it go.
Left them hanging.
So we decided that we were going to work that into the opening skit.
Yeah.
And, we're all about comedy. You know, we'll have our serious moments, but it's all about the comedy and the fun and just everybody having a good time and a memorable time and something they want to remember. So we worked it into the skit that is like, okay, he called for people on Facebook that was in the group to send him their favorite moments, their favorite things, memories, and whatnot about the past ALEPs that we've done. And, of course, ALEP is the acronym of A Long Expected Party. So we just shortened it down to make it easier to say, and we're ALEP. So beside that, we just decided that we were going to add that into the skit. So he started off reading all these things that people had posted and written about it.
That was pretty cool, actually. There's some neat little comments, yeah, I thought. Yeah.
And it gets really touching occasionally. Yeah. You know, it's like, wow, have we really touched some of these people that profoundly?
Well, I have two blog posts where I rave and rave and rave about how wonderful this event is. And then, of course, every time I do a Hobbit show or play a Hobbit song, I pretty much say, and here, don't forget, there's a little Hobbit village that springs out of the mist every... 3 years instead of every year.
Well, every year gets redundant.
But you said it is, you are still, you have decided that you will definitely do this every 3 years, right?
Oh, crap. Yeah. We have to. It's become tradition now. It's like, this is the third one in 6 years. So every 3 years, and so the next one will be in another 3 years. So,
excellent.
So, yes.
So we have something to plan for and expect. And it turns out, you know, I was really blown away by the number of people who I was like, so where are you this weekend when I was at Dragon Con? I kept asking people, where's so and where are you? Where you weren't alone, though. Everyone was, I got so many responses of people saying, well, I would be at Dragon Con, except a long expected party is happening. And I got to go to that. So
don't let Dragon Con hear about that.
Well, you know, hey.
They may not like us. Then.
No. What's not to like?
We're just little folk and little minnows in the great big ocean of condoms, events.
I think that was a little Freudian thing there.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know about Freud.
There's no editing on this.
Oh crap.
Now I'm listening. We're not right now. They just stopped. But I heard some. What was that upstairs?
Well, we're actually having different choirs each night. Of course, each night we have a different theme.
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight is the dwarf night. So it's all about the dwarves and all that. So last time we had we did an elf choir and we did a hobbit choir. So this time around, they went over so well, and I was just bowled over by how the choir sounded. And I was expecting, you know, just a group of people that aren't don't assemble on a regular basis to sing together.
Assemble when? Except for here.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Is the choir workshop. And then that night, that evening at the banquet, they perform the songs that they just learned that afternoon. And I was like, I was just stopped in my tracks. That's like, whoa.
I think that's one of the cool things about a lot of the things that happen here. I mean, you have some outstanding guests who are, having little workshops. It's like mm-hmm. Jeff Murray, I think I saw him earlier, and Michael Drought.
Michael Drought will be here tonight.
Tonight. Yeah. Two spectacular, people here.
Of course, this year we've got Dr. Amy Sturgis that's coming in, so she's going to do a panel with Michael Drought and then do another
one.
What
does she do? I'm not familiar with her.
She's a professor as well. I cannot remember off the top of my head what she teaches or whatnot, which college it is on the East Coast there.
But what I found spectacular, though, is with all these awesome guests and such, is that all the other stuff that happens, like there's a dance workshop this morning, and yes.
And these are put on by the people, attendees.
By the attendees.
They want to do something. It's like, okay, fine. Pick a spot. Pick
so
a place.
That's
and
what
do
I
it.
Think. It's not just a labor of love of y'all. It's a labor of love of everyone who attends. Yeah. And so everyone's getting involved and saying, I want to do something. I want to do something. I want to do something. Yeah. And people get excited. And
it's just like all the other conventions that I've seen, that's like people, there might be a handful that want to do and do. But nobody else, they'd like to, but no, I can't get up there and do that. And I was like, no, I don't know anything about that. And I was like, no.
One of the things that I've always loved about, I do these, my Celtic Invasion vacations, mm-hmm. and we travel the world, and, what I've always loved about it is that it's not, yes, I organize most of the stuff that's happening, but people get involved as well. The people, the attendees,
yes.
The people who travel with me, these invaders also get involved, and they are there doing the same thing. They're doing things that helping out in various ways and being a part of the adventure,
mm-hmm.
just like they are here. And I think that adds so much more to the whole magic of this whole world, is that everyone here is here not only because they love Tolkien, they love Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, but they love being the community.
Right.
And being a part of that.
Yeah, and it is a community without boundaries here. You might be sitting at dinner tonight, have a college PhD professor on one side of you, and someone that might be just a simple ditch digger on the other side of you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. None of that is here.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's all the same kind of people, the same, with the same interest and the same passion, and everybody gets along just fine. More than fine. It's like, they're all down here in the Dancing Pony in the evenings with you guys, and singing along and playing. And
which I'm super excited about tonight. We played last night, and it was a blast, but we didn't have our fiddle player, and Samantha Gilogley is here, and she's going to rock the house down with her fiddling.
Oh, boy. Oh, crap. Here we go. Might be a Hobbit table dancing.
That would be awesome.
Okay, we'll have to find
not like that. Oh, wait. You're talking about table dancing. Never mind. I'm not meaning like that. I meant, dancing on tables.
Dancing on the tables.
That's all I mean, is hobbits dancing on tables. No, nothing else.
Yeah, there's that Freudian again.
That Freudian.
Thank goodness it wasn't me.
All right, so next event will be in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And where can people find out more about this little village and this magical experience?
Well, we do have a permanent website now, which is www.alep-ky.us.
Awesome. And so you can find out all about it. And is there any final thoughts that you'd like to share about this whole event or what it's like being the perfect representation of Rankin and Bass's Bilbo Baggins and Gandalf? They look just like them. I'm just like them. It's amazing.
I want to think I'm a little bit taller, actually.
Not much.
No. Yes. turn this thing shut off. I got something to say to you.
Any final words? Not for me. If not for them, not me.
Oh, okay. Well, say your final words. gosh. If you have an interest and a love of Tolkien's work, this is a place to really be totally immersed in it.
Immersion. I think that's the word, actually. Because, yeah. I mean, this is the one place, like I said, I think in my last podcast, is the one place I actually cosplay. I got some suspenders, thanks to Bilbo. Thanks hey, to this, Bilbo.
Quite nicely.
Thank you.
Yes. A well-dressed big folk there.
Well, okay, I'm not quite a hobbit still. a little big for that.
But, yes, you are.
All right, well, thank you so much, Bilbo Baggins, for being a part of the Celtic Geek Podcast. And I you can find out more at KeltFather.com. I'll have show notes up when I get back from this. So I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.
All right, see you later.